בעניין היחנתה.
רב האישה, what else could you say? Night in Crotley.
Years ago, there was a great Hasidic Rebbe whose name was Rabbi Shmelech Dinever, Tzvi Alimal from Dinev. His mother was a niece of the Rebbe Rabbi Alimalch from Lezhensk. And the Mincha Saluza, the Minkacha, has a tshiva. He has a shaila: is it permissible to name a baby after a living person? By the Sfardim, they have a meaning, they name the baby after the grandfather. It's a big covet. By the Ashkenazim, we don't have the meaning to name after the grandfather. Is our meaning that we bedafke do not name after living people? Well, we don't have such a meaning. You want to name after a living person, gesunt hate. In Yiddish folklore, they say, if you have an enemy, you want to kill him, so name your baby after him, and he's going to die. Because we always name after... So the Minchas Aloza has a tshuva about this. So he writes that he is a descendant of Rabbi Hirsch Melech Dinever, and he tells over this story. There are different versions of the story. This is the way he's a descendant. He writes this version, that when Rabbi Hirsch Melech Dinever's mother, who was a niece of the Rebbe Rabbi Elimelech, when she was pregnant, so the uncle told her, Rabbi Elimelech said, you're going to have a boy, and you should name him after me. And when the baby was born, he was still alive. So she said, how can we... She lived in a different village. She said, how can we name him Elimelech? My uncle is still alive. So they named him Hirsch Melech. So when the baby was 2 years old, she visited Lezhensk, and she gave the baby to the uncle to play. He was playing with the baby. So they kept on calling him Melechel, Melechel. So he said, no, uncle, the baby's name is Hirsch Melech. So he said, I told you to name him after me. Why do you call him Hirsch Melech? So she said, you're still alive. So he said, so what? Now that he gave the wrong name, so he won't grow up to be the great tzaddik that he had the potential to be. So he's the one who wrote the Bnei Yisoschar. He was a famous Hasidic Shirim. Why did he call the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar? Bnei Yisoschar, the first half of the Sefer is all on Shabbos, and Chashivas of Shabbos, different aspects. And the second half is all about the Yomim Tovim. He goes Nisanir, Sivim, goes in the order of the months. And he has Halacha a little bit, and it's mainly Hasidus and Kabbalah, and Yonim of the Yomim Tovim. So he calls it Bnei Yisoschar because of the following story, that every year when it came Hanukkah, he was very excited. And he thought, maybe, but how can it be? Is he a descendant of the Chashmonaim? It can't be. He's not a Kohen, he's not a Levi. But the Chashmonaim, they were all Kohanim. So he didn't understand why he gets so excited every year on Hanukkah, more so than other seasons of the year. So he went to his Rebbe, Hirsch Melech Dinever, went to the Chazer from the Blin, and he asked him, how does he understand this? Why does he get so excited when it comes Hanukkah? So he said, the Pasuk says, Nivra Yamin, B'nei Yisachar, Yoidei Bino Le'itim, that the members of the Sanhedrin were usually, many of the members of the Sanhedrin were from Shevet Yisachar, because they were always them galikt and learning. They were always learning more than the other Shvat. Shevet Levi was learning in Paskening. Kohanim and Levim are supposed to Paskin Shailas. Shevet Yisachar was very involved in learning. So the Chayza from Lublin told the Rebbe Rabbi Elimelech, you are, as a fact, not a suggestion, you are a descendant from the people from Shevet Yisachar who were in the Bezn of the Chashmonaim. They served in the Bezn HaGadol in the Sanhedrin of the Chashmonaim. So that's why he called the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, because he was told by his Rebbe, he is a descendant of Shevet Yisachar. And then when he has his long baruch, his pages and pages and pages on Chanukah, so he has different sections, around 15-20 different sections. Talks about 15-20 different aspects of Hanukkah. So he has one section about Shevet Yisachar. When was Yisachar born? The son of Yankov Avinu. Which has a Gantz HaChidosh, Yisachar was born on Hanukkah. A Gantz HaChesbon, how he comes to that conclusion. A whole epis of Fluky Cheshbon. And then he speaks about the significance of Shevet Yisachar, Paskening Akidosh HaChodesh, that's the Lashon and Divrei Hayom. Bnei Yisachar Yodei Bina Le'itim. They knew how to pasken when Kiddush HaChodesh, when Ibra Hashanah should be. So I just thought a little bit, who were these Bezn Shel Chashmonaim? What did they do? He doesn't talk about it. Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer doesn't talk about it. What do we have historically from the Bezn Shel Chashmonaim? We have very little. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah where the Gemara talks about intermarriage. So the Gemara says that... historically, the Gemara documents at what stage did they introduce the prohibitions against intermarriage. So the Gemara says there is an Issa d'Oraisa that a Jewish man who is mezana with a nochris, a boil aramas in Vahesia, kanoim pogimbo, so that's obviously an issa deraisa. What if it's bitzina? So the Gemara says the bezin shel chashmonoi were goyzer on that. They made exera the rabbanim mishum nashgaz. Nashgo nashgaz are Rosh Tevis. Neither shivcha goya zaino, neither shivcha goya eshesish. Oh, so that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Meikar adin, the isa deraisa is only if a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman for hesi. All the people in the neighborhood know that they're married. Right, they're a chasnus. They know that they're married, and it's only midirabbanon that the bezin shel chashmonoi made the gzer. So apparently there was a problem of intermarriage. They were worried about intermarriage at that time, so they made gzer the rabbon. Yeah, the Ran Amasecha Sanhedrin. This gemara about the nashgon and nashgaz. Nashgon is the Rosh Tevis nido shivcha goyis. The isa nido only applies if the woman is Jewish. If it's a non-Jewish woman, she doesn't have a din of nidam and a Torah. It's only a nidam and rabbonim. And then shivcha. If a woman is a shivcha knainis, so it's also for a Jewish man to live with a shivcha knainis, or an eved knaini is not allowed to live with a Jewish woman. But to live with an ochris, a non-Jewish woman, is not a shivcha. So the rabbanon, the bezon shel chashmonoi, declared we treat all the non-Jewish women as if they're all shivcha. So you're in violation of the prohibition of shivcha if you're with an ochris. And then Goya, she's not Jewish, they made it in the Sedir Rabbanon. And then Zayna, if the one who's living with the non-Jewish woman is a Kohen, so there's an Isra of Zayna Lekohen. So the Chidusha Haran in Masechah Sanhedrin has two opinions. Yeah, it quotes a major machlokes of Rishonim. How to read that Gemara? The simple reading is the way you just said, that Min HaTorah there's no prohibition at all, Bitzina. The whole prohibition is only Bezin Shel Chashmonoi. Then he quotes another opinion in the Rishonim that it's not so, that it was always an Issa Deraisa. Intermarriage was always an Issa Deraisa. The only difference is, if it's Behefahesia, then you have Kanoim Pogimbo. That's going to serve as a deterrent. People are going to know about it. They're going to kill him. Someone from the Jewish people who's a Kanoi is going to kill this fellow who's living with the Nochris. But if it's Betzina, then there is no Kanoim Pogimbo. But he's still in violation of an Issa Deraisa. But since there's no onish, there's no bezon shalmat that doesn't give any punishment, so there's nothing that can serve as a deterrent. So the bezon shel chashmonoi made a gzeira that you get four times malchus, nida, shivcha, goya, zayna, nashgaz, so the malchus will serve as a deterrent, that people won't want to do it. So even though the simple reading of the Gemara is not so, the Beis Shmuel, who's the standard commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, like on the Gemara we have Rashi and Tosfos, so on the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra you have the Chelkas Mechoikik, is where Rashi is. And on the outside, where the Tosis would be, we have the Beis Shmuel. So the Beis Shmuel adopts the second opinion in the Chidush Haran, that it's really an Issa Deraisa, and the Bezon Shel Chashmonoim only added on the Makas Mardis Midirabbanon that's going to serve as a deterrent. He even says this opinion in the Ran that's accepted Lalocha, that's the Maram Shik has a tshuva where he paskins Lalocha based on that. He assumes a whole cheshbon halacha lamaisa that it's really an isa deraisa even betzina. So he says that the Gemara quotes in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that there's koris midiri kabbalah. It says that if a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, yachres Hashem leishahu er v'yoyna, he should be punished with koris. So the Gemara says that's a chiddush, that there's such a thing as koris midiri kabbalah. We used to learning. You look in Chumash and he says v'nichrus anafashas oisais. You look at Masechah's Krisis, so the opening Mishnah Krisis lists off Lamed Vav Krisis Amuras Batara, 36 Averis, for which you chayv Koris. And Mechal Shabbos, one who eats on Yom Kippur, one who does Malach on Yom Kippur, if you eat Chametz B'Pesach, all list of things, Baal HaShesish, Baal HaNida, all list of Averis, 36 Averis. So all the Averis, all the 36 Averis are listed in Chumash. It says that there's Koris. And here there's another one, a Pasuk in Treyosar, that says that a Jewish man who lives with a non-Jewish woman is punished with koris. In the Chidush Haran, this opinion that's the prevailing opinion, the opinion that's accepted is that the koris medivir kabbala even applies if it's baal anachris betzina, even though there's no kanoim pogimo.
I think Rashi says medivir chasnus in that pasuk.
Medivir
chasnus, it's medivir kabbala koris.
Derech Asnus, I think, is that's called for Hesia.
Well, it's not in Rav, it's in the
Rosh Hashanah. Right. Derech Asnus, that's an Issa Deraisa, that's called for Hesia. That for sure is also. So the Gemara says, Beishamai Bishilo, No, they added, the Gemara documented in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav. So the Gemara said they added Yichud. They added the Issa Yichud. Until then, it was only Yasa Lava Aleha.
Why do they have to add Yichud instead
of like an Erva? I don't know. Yichud the Araisa is by a real Erva, by an Eshes Ish. And by this Boal HaNachris, this is only an Issa Yichud the Rabbah. That's how the Gemara presents it.
Even though it's an
Issa D'Oraisa, it's Yehud Rabbah. Right, right. Correct. A lot of Rishonim draw a distinction, and we paskin like this, la'alocha, a distinction, the two kinds of intermarriage. There's intermarriage, a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, or a Jewish woman lives with a non-Jewish man. So a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, that's considered more serious, because the children will be not Jewish. That's considered nase mechutin lavodizara. The Gemara has such a lesson that if you marry a nachris, it's considered, because the children that will be born won't be Jewish, that's considered a more serious aver. So there are more in Yerideya, in the second chelik Yerideya. You have a whole section about hilchus lavodizara. Then you have the laws of Yehorek Bar Yavar. When is the person obligated to give up his life rather than to violate an aver? So if someone is having a baby on Shabbos, so you drive to the hospital on Shabbos. My daughter-in-law had the baby on Shabbos, but they went to the hospital on Erev Shabbos. Okay. But if there's a sakana, someone's b'sakana, so you drive to the hospital on Shabbos, b'koch nefesh is dechah kol ha-tarukulo, except for Abba Dezor, Gilei Arayis, and Shpichas Dam. So the question is, what's included in Gilei Arayis? What about intermarriage? What if someone's threatening to kill me unless I'll sleep with a nachris? So the Ramah quotes the Ramban in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Dalet, Yehorek Vayavah Sugya. Ramban distinguishes Halacha Lamaisa. He says, a Jewish girl living with a non-Jewish man, that's an Avera. But a Jewish man living with a non-Jewish woman, that's considered Gili Arayis. That's Yehorek Vayavah. That's considered Gili Arayis. Vastagut Tekashe. The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says Yichud with that Erva that's in Chumash.
The Chiddush Ran says in Kohen Gadol that Avinu and Tamar, that he lived with the Kusi, David got lived with the Kusi Bitsina, and that was Mutter at that time, wasn't it, Farhesia, and that Tamar came from another, he says the Yerushalmi Ox is on the Bavli, I think, in Kohen Gadol, the Chiddush Ran.
Okay.
That's how Avinu and Tamar could marry Tamar, because they're from different...
So the Ran has these two opinions. The Ran quotes two opinions, whether Boal HaNochris Bitsina was an Issa Deraisa all along, and the Chashmonaim just added on the Makas Mardis Ben Rabbanon. Oh no, it was always Mutter, and they created the Issa. Those are the two opinions. So the accepted opinion, and by the Bishmuel, and the later Achrayim is, they assume that it really is an Issa Deraisa. So this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and it's a Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, and the Peis about the Bezon Shel Chashmonaim was Geizer on Boal HaNochris Bitzina. What else do you have in the Bezman Shel Chashmonaim? So you have in the Megillus Antiochus, that has the background of the history, and you have the Medrash Rabbah, a few places, mentions that when the Yevonim were Shoilet over Eretz Yisrael, so they wouldn't allow the Jewish, not only would they not permit the Jewish people to worship their religion, they wouldn't allow the Jewish people to mention Shem Shamayim. You're not allowed to even mention Shem Hashem. So then the Midrashim say that after the Chashmonaim were victorious, and they were ruling the country, so their Rabbanim made a takana that you should always mention Shem Shamayim, and you should always write into all the shtoris, just like the Goyim had a practice, they would write in all the documents. When we have a document, how do we write the year 2010? What is that then, since the birth of Osa Hoish? But for many generations, for many centuries, the practice was by Goyish governments, they would write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. That's a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says if you didn't write into the get, we are required to write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, wherever Medina you live in. And if you didn't write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, the get is possible with the Rabbanah Mishum Shlom Malchus. How come we don't do it anymore today? In America we don't write, in Eretz Yisrael nobody writes how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina. So Tosfos writes on that Gemara, Tosfos lived in France and Germany, they say the government couldn't care less. The whole takana der Rabbanon only was, if the government is makbid, that they want you, bedavkit, to write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, you should recognize the Medina in all of your official important documents, shtar halvoeh, even in the days of the Tanaim, the goyim couldn't care less. But a get was an important thing. So then they were makbid. So they made a takana the rabbanon. If you didn't write in how many years it is since Hakamas Hamdina, so the whole get is possible under rabbanon mishum shlam malchus. So because the goyim has such regulation, such tight regulation, after you write how many years it is since Hakamas Hamdina, so when the Chashmonoim took over, the Rishonim are filling in the information here. So they say they made a takana. You have to write how many years it is since Hamakamas Armedina, since Kain Gadol Pliny took over his position in the Beis Hamikdash, and then in order to make it rogel that the people should always use Shem Shamayim Shagar Al Piyim, for so many years the Yevanim didn't allow them to mention Shem Shamayim. So now that they kicked out the Yevanim and the Jews were running the show, so they insisted you should write how many years since Kain Gadol was appointed V'hu Kohen L'Kelo Yon. So you used to write this in every document, every Shtar Halvor. They would write how many years it is since this Kain Gadol was appointed. Now he's the Kain Gadol to the Holy God in heaven above in the Beis Hamikdash. They would write that in the Shtar.
Why is Shane
that
rotation of Kahan every year?
Okay.
How can you keep up?
When they had a rotation, so it's not shaykh to write how many years it was. If you have a Kain Gadol, it was there for a few years, so you're right. Or you write Shana Rishayna. You write Shana Rishayna, the Kain Gadol Ploni. In order to write for who kohen lekelo yo, in order to write Shem Hashem, so then the Mishnah, so that says in Brises in Megillas Antiochus, then the Gemara quotes snatches from Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is the book that has a list of all the Yamitayim that they celebrate in Baisheni. So one of the Yamitayim was every Yantav. There's a whole historical background. So the historical background for one of the Yamitayim, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes, and Gemara quotes. Bitlu ad karta mishtaraya. When the Rabbanim were successful in abolishing that takana, because the loiva would pay up the $15,000 that he borrowed from the malva would give him back the shtar, then we'd rip it up and throw it in the garbage. And so state for ukahin lekelo yon. So he's throwing in the garbage the Shem Shamayim. So the Bez Nishal Chashmenoi was so obsessed for so many years, the Yevanim didn't let him say Shem Shamayim, so they were obsessed about that. So as soon as they kicked out the Yevanim, they insisted everybody should write Shem Shamayim and every Shtar Halvor. And then after a couple of years, they realized how silly it is that people are going to rip up the Shtar and throw it in the garbage. So they made a Yontif when they were Mevatel, when they were Mevatel that institution, but they were Mevatel Askara Shem Shamayim from the Shtaris. There's a Mishnah in the last Perek in Brachas where the Mishnah says that the Mishnah in Perek Haroya, everything in the Gemara, is only one Mishnah there. So the Mishnah says that at some time in history, the Rabbanim made a takana, you should greet to be shol b'shlom chaver b'shem. You should say bruchem atem l'shem. You should mention Shem Shamayim. Even though it looks a little bit like Moitzi Shem Shamayim l'vatolos, they made a takana, you should mention Shem Shamayim when you greet someone. The Gemara quotes Psukim from Rus, from Gilas Rus, from Boaz. Bruchem atem l'shem. Hashem Yimachim Gibrachayil. So the Poshe Pshat is that this was a takana from the days of Rus, from the days of Boaz. So the Sefer HaMichtam on that Mishnah quotes some Rishonim who say, no, this was a takana from the Bezon Shel Chashmenoi. After they kicked out the Yevanim, but for so many years, the Yevanim didn't allow them to mention Shem Shamayim. So then they encouraged everyone to write in all the stories how many years it is since the Kain Gadol, V'hukahein L'keil Elyon, to mention Shem Shamayim in all the stories. And they went overboard and they said everyone should greet everybody else all the time, Shalom Aleichem Hashem Yimachim, to be Maske Shem Shamayim, that it should be Ragal Apim. In the Svarim they write that even though some of the Rishonim made this suggestion, so what do they quote the Psukim from Rus? Just to show that there is precedent that such a thing existed also, but that they wanted to say that Takana was made by the Bezon Shel Chashmenoi. So this is hard to say because all the Midrashim say not so. All the Midrashim say that that Takana was made in the days of Boaz and Rus. It wasn't made by the Bezon Shel Chashmenoi. What else do you have in the Bezon Shel Chashmenoi? You have in Mishnais Midos. The Gemara quotes part of it. Mishnais Midos describes all the rooms in the Beis Hamikdash. How large every room was, where the location was, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest, all the different locations in the Azara, and all the Lishkas. So it says there was one Lishka, there was one room, where the Bezdin Shel Chashmenoi were goynez the Avnei HaMizbeach, Sheshiktsum Anshe Yovan. The Yevanim used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes. So since they used it for Avodah Zarah, so the Bezdin Shel Chashmenoi paskin, you're not allowed to use it since it was designated as Avodah Zarah. So I can use it later on, Allah Shemayim. So they took all the stones that constituted the Mizbeach and they kept it in sort of in a museum in one of the lishkas in the Bayis Sheni, and they made a new mizbech. They made a new menorah. So this says in the Megillas Antiochus also that the Bezin Shachashmanoi were the ones who paskin that they should put away the Avnei HaMizbech which were used for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara, I think we spoke last week a little bit about this briefly. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis on the Beis, talks a little bit. If someone walks into my house, a Nochri walks into my house, and he designates all the furniture as Avodah Zarah, so it's also Bano. To come into my house to designate. So what do I care that the Yevonim designated the Avnei HaMizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes, but it doesn't belong to them. They're not balabatim. So why is that a problem? So the Gemara answers based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. The Navi Yecheskel says, that the people will come into the Beis HaMikdash and they'll use everything for Avodah Zarah. They'll come into the Beis HaMikdash and they'll use it for Avodah Zarah purposes and they'll be mechalalit, they'll be motziyat lechulin. So based on that, Zeres HaKosav, they'll be mechalalit, they'll be motziyat lechulin. So once a motziyat lechulin, it belongs to them. And then they used it a second time for Avodah Zarah. So once they used it a second time, it already was there. So then it's Odomos Adavashu Shalom. But more than that, you don't really have, more than this, yeah, this is, I don't know what the Bnei Yisoscha was. His Rebbe, the Chosef from Lublin, told them, you must be so excited when it comes the season of the year of Chanukah, because you must be, he told them not to, you must be, it wasn't Gissing. He said, you are a descendant from Shevet Yisachar, you are a descendant from those who constituted the Bezn Shel Chashmonaim. You have very little, historically, you have very little from the Bezn Shel Chashmonaim. The history books, they have very little.
So with the oil, I can understand that the oil is ours, it's our mitzvah, but the mizbeach, a goy is allowed to bring a korban olah, right? So why is the mizbeach ours?
The mizbeach is paid for by money of Klal Yisrael. Machza shekel money. Machza shekel goes for the korbanos and for the kelim, which are necessary to bring the korbanos. So that was a one-time investment. All the people had to give a fortune of money for that first Machza Shekel collection to buy the Mizbech, to buy all the Kelim. From that time on, they only have to pay for the Karbanos Hatziva that it brought. So a Nochri can bring a Karban, means he pays for the Karban, he gives it to the Kohanim. He can't shecht his own Karban, it'll be in a Vela. He can shecht his own Karban and bring it on a Bama. You want to give a Karban Loshamayim, Gizuntahei. But if the Nochri wants to bring a Karban to the Beis HaMikdash, which we encourage them, Nochem can donate in Dorman Adavis to Israel. He has to give it to the Kohanim, and then someone's going to shecht it, and the Kohen is going to do Kabbalah Saddam, Aloha Saddam, Zika Saddam. They're not going to do it. They just bring the carbon, and then the Kohanim have to do the Avodah. There is a machlokes in Hilchas Chagiga, there's machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the women are chayiv in Mitzvah Simcha on Sholosh Regolim. On Pesach Shvua Sukkis, one of the first paragraphs of Chagiga quotes a Tosefta. Sholosh mitzvahs and Tztava Yisrael b'aliyosam l'regel. The Jewish people are obligated to observe three mitzvahs, three korbanos, every time they come to be l'regel, and based on Shavuot Sukkos. One is how to bring an oilos riyah, how to bring a shalmi chagiga, and how to bring a korban shalmi simcha. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the women are mechuyev in shalmi simcha. Machlekes in the Gemara. It should have been a mitzvah saseisha as magroma. Oilos riyah says yirak kol zechorcha. So it says the women are potter, that's beferish. And Shalmei Simcha, the Gemara says, they are mechuyev. Shalmei Chagiga, they are mechuyev. And Shalmei Simcha is a machlekes in the Gemara. Because the pasuk says, v'samachta ato v'almano v'hager v'ayos v'almano shebi kirbecho. So the almana ato beisecha, your wife, and almana is a woman. So it sounds on the one hand that women are mechuyev in Simcha, and then the other amar, so it sounds like it's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that the carbon Shalmei Simcha is a mitzvah seseh shaz magrama, special mitzvah only on Shalosh Regolim. Sounds like women are mechuyev. And the other opinion in Gemara is no, women are not mechuyev. Isha baila mesamcha, that's the husband's chiyev simcha, he has to offer his wife Shalmei Simcha, he has to offer the almana, he has to offer all of the women. You're not yetzir simcha, you're just you're sameach. I'm rejoicing, I'm eating, drinking, making merry. You have to be mesameach acherim. So part of the chi of simcha of the men is that they have to offer their wives and their daughters and their children. They have to offer everybody korban and shalmei simcha. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. So remember, one rabbi was talking One rabbi was making a siyum. He invited me to participate in a siyum. He was making a siyum on Gemara Chagiga. Turned out that he skipped all of Chagiga, just did the first blot, and he did the last perek. The last perek has a lot of agarata. So, and everything else he skipped in the middle. He didn't do anything. So it wasn't there of Pesach. Stop, I'm upset. They were having a party, a siyum. So he was talking about whether women could be makor of karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. So he kept on saying, "Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, that some Rishonim hold that women are mukhriv in simcha, the woman is makor of the karbon." So I kept on telling him, "The woman brings the karbon, the kohanim are makor of it, the kohen does the shechita, the kabbalah, the women." He kept on saying, "Women are mukhriv in simcha, the women are makor of the karbonis." When the guy is going to bring a karbon, he's not makor of it. The guy brings the karbon to the kohanim. The kohanim are going to do the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zvika. Same as the women. If a woman donates a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, so the pasuk says she's not obligated to do smicha. Is she permitted to volunteer the smicha? So that was the machlekes hatana, when the nashim samchas was shus, or it's prohibited for the women to do smicha.
It could be that the aron of the mizbeach walls, should be so they put it away.
You mean it didn't really become? If you all date on the most of Davish and Shaloi, so still it should be Ma'us. Could be. But this is the official explanation that the Gemara gives. One of it is Arnon, based on the base, says the reason why they had the ability to Aser, they Asered it, not just Ma'us. The Gemara says they really Asered it because once it was Yotze Lechulin, Boba Pitz Mechila Lu, once it's Yotze Lechulin, so then it's Shaloi. Then the person, the Peritzim, are Koinit. Once they're Koinit, so they have the right to designate it. So the most of Davish was Shaloi. He has the ability to designate it. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah writes just a brief description of the background of Chanukah. So he writes that the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle on Chaf Hei Kislev. They won the war on Chaf Hei Kislev. They walked into the Beis Hamikdash and they lit the menorah right away. So that's why the Chachamim were misakein. We should all light the menorah for 8 days starting from Chaf Hei Kislev. So all the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, if they came into the Beis Hamikdash, if they were successful in battle on Chaf Hei Kislev, so the first hadlaka was Leil Chavav. So why do we light from Leil Chaf Hei? He should have said they were victorious on Yom Chav Dalet, or 2 weeks before, whatever, a month before, a year before. And the first hadlaka that they did was on Leil Chaf Hei. But if they were victorious... Oh, so most of the Rishonim hold there is no such thing as hadlaka Sayyim. Most of the Rishonim say there's only Hadlaka Balayla. And the Rambam is the only one. That's how some say. The Rambam here is Lishitasai. That's the Or Gadol. The Minsker Gadol wrote a Sefer called Or Gadol. So they have sections of a Sefer printed in the big Mishnayos, and the Yochanan Boyer's Mishnayos. They have this big piece. When the Mishnayos talk about Chanukah, he has a long shtickle on the bottom of the page. It's from his Sefer. He has a Sefer, Shalos HaTshuvos, Or Gadol. He originally started writing a big chibra on the Rambam, but he didn't get too far. So he just wrote maybe 50 pages, and he called it quits. So the rest of the Sefer is Shadus HaTshuvas. So they printed this piece from the Sefer Or Gadol on the bottom of the big Mishnais. So he says, the Rambam here is Lishitasai, that the Rambam is the only one who says that they used to light the menorah twice every day. They lit it Balayla, and then they lit it by Boker also. They cleaned out whatever was burning all night light, they cleaned it out, and then they lit it again by Yom. So the Rambam Lishitasa can say that they won the war on Chaf Hei Kislev. They entered into the Beis Hamikdash, they made a menorah, and that day they did a hadlok on Chaf Hei, on Yom Chaf Hei. Then they did another hadlok on Leil Chavav, that was tomorrow. But today they walked into the Beis Hamikdash on Chaf Hei, and they did the hadlok. So this is the answer of the Or Gadol. That's the Rambam Lishitasa. So this is problematic. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that this is problematic because there's a Mishnah Menachos that says like this. In the days, the Gemara gives you the background of the Mishnah. Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, all the klisharis that Moshe Rabbeinu made, you did Meshicha, Meshichasa Mekat Shasma. You had to take Shemin Mishchas Kodesh, you had to do Meshicha on all the Kelim. Once you did the Meshicha, so it had the full status of the klisharis. Until you did the Meshicha, it only had a Kedushas Damim, the klisharis. Didn't have the full Kedushas klisharis. They come the Elach, that was a Hirah Shah, only the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vayim Shachem, Vayikadish Oysom. So, Vayim Shachem, Vayim Shach Oysom, Oysom be Meshicha, Velo Ledoris be Meshicha. And the future generations, when you make when Shlomo HaMelech made Kli Sharis and the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chashmonai, when they made Kli Sharis, there was no longer a din that Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha will be Mekadosh. In the days of the Chashmonai, the whole Bayis Sheni, there was no Shem and HaMishcha. The Pesukim say in the Rayam that Yoshio HaMelech, who was the king at the end of the Kufa's Bayis Rishon, was going as the Shem and HaMishcha. He was going as the Oren, he was going as the Tzintzenes Hamon, and he stayed there in the basement of the Beis HaMikdosh, the whole Tkuvah's Bayis Sheni, he never had Shem and HaMishcha. So the Gemara says, how did he ever make a Kohen Gadol? You have to make a Kohen Gadol, has to be Mashuch B'Shem and HaMishcha. So the Gemara says, there's an alternative way. You make Merubah B'Gadim, you have him put on the Shemayin of B'Gadim, and he does Avodah, and it's Boyin Kiachas. The wearing of the Shemayin of B'Gadim, he doesn't have to first be appointed as a Kohen Gadol and then wear the Shemayin of B'Gadim. He puts on the Shemayin of B'Gadim, and the Bez Nagadol authorizes him to put it on, and he becomes a Kohen Gadol like that. So the same is true regarding all the Kalim, not only by Sheni period, where they didn't have Shem and HaMishcha to speak of at all, even by Svishan period, when there was Shem and HaMishcha, and there would be Moshech with the Shem and HaMishcha, all the kings from the Malchei Beis David, so they couldn't use the Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha to be Mekadosh the Kli Sharis that they had to make every year. They made new Kli Sharis, because that was only a din Oysa B'Mashiach V'lo the Doris B'Mashiach. Only Kol HaKalim Shasa Moshe was Mishichos Mekad Shasam Mekam Yelach Avedosim Mechan Chosam. So you have to do the Avoida with the Kli. So the Mishnah says in Menachis, now the Mishnah takes over, that's a Brisa. Now the Mishnah takes over, the Mishnah says, when you have a Kli Sharis and you want to be Mekadosh it all, they avoid the Avedosim Mechan Chosam, you have to start from the beginning. So let's say you make a Mizbach HaOilo. So the Mizbach HaOilo is the Mizbech, there's a Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech HaKtoris, and there's a Mizbech HaOilo, and the Mizbech HaChitza. So what do you bring on the Mizbech HaChitza? So you bring Tomash HaShachar, Tomash HaBein HaBayim, and in between you bring all the Karbonis, all day long, they bring all the Karbonis. So the Halacha says you have to start with the Tomash HaShachar. That's Gzeres HaKosov, Hi HaOilo, Oilo Rishayna. The first carbon that you makriv on the Mizbech HaChitzin every day has to be the Tam Shal Shachar. So you see from that din, and that last carbon you bring is supposed to be the Tam Shal Bein Abayim. That's called Esed da Hashlama, Aleh Hashleim, Kala Karbonis Kulam. So the Mishnah says, Eim Chanchan is HaMizbech HaChitzin, Eim Chanchan is Mizbech HaOilo, Ele B'Tam Shal Shachar. Why? Avidosa Mechanchosan, you have to start from the beginning. So the beginning of the Seder HaKrobos, Kala Karbonis of the day, is the Tamash Al Shachar. Then it says the same regarding the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Let's say you have a Mizbeach HaPnimi, so you bring Ktoris twice a day, a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, right before the Shkia. So it says you can only be Mechanach the Mizbeach HaKtoris in the morning, because it's a series. It's one mitzvah to bring Ktoris twice a day. Machtzisa Baburk and Machtzisa Bein Abayim. So let's say they build a Mizbeach HaPnimi in the middle of the day, so you can't bring the Ktoris Shal Bein HaBayim first. You have to start Avedos Mechan Chosan, you have to start from the Hascholos Avedos, you have to wait till tomorrow morning and bring the Ktoris Shal Shachar first. Then the Mishnah says, if you make a Menorah, so it has to be also Avedos Mechan Chosan. So the Mishnah says, Mechan Chosan Menorah, Ela Behadlocha Shal Bein HaBayim. You have to start off with the Hadlocha in the evening. According to the Rambam, that you lit the Menorah twice every day, so why don't you say, just like the Mizbeach HaChitzon starts with the Tom Shal Shachar, and the Mizbeach HaPanimi starts with the Ktoris Shal Shachar. So why don't you say, if you light the menorah twice a day every day, so shouldn't you say the Hadlaka in the morning is the Haschala, and the Hadlaka in the afternoon is the second Hadlaka? It should be one mitzvah with two parts, and you start in the morning. Why should Hadlaka Samanar be different from the Ktoris and from the Tom Shal Shachar, Tom Shal Bein Abay? So the Rav Velba Lo Soloveitchik has in his sefer a whole Devar Torah. And Rav Soloveitchik, a lot of times, the Rav would say a lot of times the same as Rav Elvila said. He would say he heard it koyde matan Torah. He would make fun that they made such an avodah zarah at Rav Elvila Soloveitchik as if that was the beginning of matan Torah. The whole Torah began from Rav Elvila. So he said he heard it from his father koyde matan Torah before Rav Elvila said it. So he said the same thing. The Rambam's opinion that you have twice hadlokas hamenorah bo'erev over avoker, it's not really so. There's only one hadlokah balaylo. But when it comes to the morning, you have to do hatovah. Hatovah means you have to clean it out. And the gemara of the hatovah is you clean it out, and then you fill it up with oil, and then you put in the wicks. So the Rambam holds that the lighting it anew is the gemara of the hatovah. But if you didn't light last night, then there is no din of hatovah in the morning. So if the Rambam writes that they conquered, they won the war on Chafei, Kislev, And they walked into the Beis Hamikdash and Chafei Kislev. So what do you mean? They lit the. They had to make a new menorah. The Gemara says the old menorah was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. Just like that, just like the Gemara records that the Mishnah's record, they had to make a new mizbeach. The Mishnah Midos. So too the Gemara says they had to make a new menorah. So when they made the new menorah, they couldn't be mechanech, and there was no Shemen Amishcha. You can't be mekadosh the menorah with Mishicha. That was only in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu Mishichos and Mekadoshos. So how do you have Avodosim Mechanchosim? And the Mishnah says you have to begin with the Hadlaka Bein Abayim. You can't begin with the Hadlaka of the daytime. Hadlaka in the daytime is the Gemara of last night. So there's only one Hadlaka. Even according to the Rambam, there are two Hadlakas, but Al-Pidin, it's only one Hadlaka. Hadlaka is Me'er Vad Boker, has to burn all night long. In the morning you do Hatovah to clean up the Menorah and to fill it up again. And the Gemara of the Hatov is to light it again. But if there was no Hadlaka last night, then there is no Hatov in the morning. So that's the Pela on the Ramam. How can the Ramam write that they won the war and they walked into the Beis Hamikdash? Stam is a Pela. You win the war and you walk into the Beis Hamikdash just like that? And they have the presence of mind and the ability to be Madlik the Menorah the same day.
But to build it first.
Yeah, there are no snipers.
They
no. It took a while to build the menorah. No, just 5 minutes, they made a whole menorah. The stomach pedal, the way the Rambam writes, it sounds a little unbelievable. They won the war, they walked right in, and they lit the menorah in 5 minutes. How can it be in 5 minutes? They probably won the war months in advance, and then it took a long time. I don't know. So that's the kasha on the Rambam, that the Rambam writes. They won the war in Chafei, and then they did the hadlaka that day. The hadlaka that day was going to be the hadlaka for Chavav. So why do we light always hadlaka on... And Chafei, that's the kasha. So the teretz that the Minsk or Gadol gave is a problematic teretz, very questionable teretz. The Rambam writes that the Chanukah was instituted as a yontif with a chiyuv simcha. So the Achrayim have a whole tumla. What do you mean chiyuv simcha? Usually chiyuv simcha has the connotation of ein simcha lebebas of a yayin. You have to have a suda. So they asked, we don't find anywhere that there's a chiyuv suda on Chanukah. Adarabba, we assume that all the Yom Tovim in the Megillas Tainus, there's an Issa Tainus on all the Yom Tovim. The only one that has a chiyuv suda is Purim. From all the Yom Tovim in Megillas Tainus, the only one is Purim. So the Pashto says that's not so difficult. The Rambam probably means that Chanukah has a chiyuv simcha, like Rosh Chodesh has a chiyuv simcha. There's no chiyuv suda on Rosh Chodesh, it's an Issa Tainus. Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv simcha min haTorah. That the Torah quotes from the Goyim, based on the pasuk in Bamidbar, "V'yam simchaschem v'mayadechem v'rosh chatzechem v'skaitem machatzotzes alo lasechem," etc. So the pasuk puts together "V'yam simchas mayadechem v'rosh chatzechem." So it sounds like on Rosh Chodesh there's a chiyuv simcha, like "V'yam simchaschem v'mayadechem." Also has a chiyuv simcha. But what kind of chiyuv simcha is there on Rosh Chodesh? It's a negative simcha. It's simcha b'shei v'altas. It's not a simcha b'kum v'yasei. You're mechuyev to have a suda. It's a chiyuv simcha b'shei v'altas, that we don't permit you to have hesped v'tainus. So that's probably what the Rama means over here. All the Yom Tov Megillas Tainus. The fact that there is a hesped v'tainus is because there's a chiyuv simcha, and hesped v'tainus is in contradiction to the chiyuv simcha. In Shulchan Aruch it says that the Rama quotes that there's no chiyuv to have suda on Chanukah, it's not like Purim, and if one has a suda on Chanukah, it's a suda sarshus, it's not considered a suda smitzvah, unless they sing shiris v'sishbachas, then they can convert it into a suda smitzvah. How does that help to sing shiris v'sishbachas? So the mocker of this is the Maharam Rutenberg in Psochim. The Mordechai was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg sat in prison for many years. He didn't do anything wrong. He paid his taxes. They just want to hold up the Jewish community for ransom.
He died in prison.
He said they're not allowed to be paid him. They were asking for such an exorbitant amount of money. So he said they're not allowed to pay the money. It's against the halacha. And paid him a sashrim yesal g'day the man, because he's just going to encourage the German government to hold more people hostage. So they were very nice. They allowed the Talmidim to come every day. He gave a shir every day. And when it was cold, so they allowed him to make a fire to keep warm. And on Shabbos, when he's not allowed to make a fire, so he asked the prison guards to make the fire. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Lahalacha, that when Amir al-Nachr is mutter, b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana, to prevent yourself from becoming a chol l'shem b'sakana. Not only if you already are a chol l'shem b'sakana, but if you're afraid you're going to catch a cold, so you're permitted to ask a Nachri to make a fire, a melacha deraisa, so that no one will catch a cold, no one will get sick. So they quote this story from when the Maharam Rutenberg was in prison. So the prison guards used to make the fire for him on Shabbos. So the Mordechai is one of the Mordechai, the Rosh, Agos Maimon, these were all Talmidim of the Maharam Rutmer. So the Mordechai quotes every other line, he's always quoting the Maharam Rutmer. So the Maharam Rutmer has a comment on the Gemara in Psochim, on Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says in Psochim, when you get married, so you make a Suda, the wedding party. So the Gemara has a lashon, the Suda Sachasana is only a Suda Smitzvah if the Chasen is a Talmid Chacham. If the Chasen is not a Talmid Chacham, then it's not a Suda Smitzvah. Why only Talmid Chacham have a mitzvah to get married? Plain people have no mitzvah to get married. So the answer is no. Everybody has a mitzvah to get married, but you don't throw a party every time you do a mitzvah. You put on tefillin, you put on talis, you say Kriya Shema, you shake a lulav, you throw a party every time. You don't throw a party. When a Talmid Chacham gets married, so the Gemara has a lashon in Yevamos, in the end of Perek Habo Yevimtoi, Ashari Bala Isha, if a person is single, Shari below bracha, below zimrup, so he's missing happiness, he's missing everything in life. So the Gemara says one of the many things that he's missing, Ashari below Isha, Shari below Torah. As much Torah as a single person learns, he's not going to be so successful in learning. Only after he gets married, then he's going to be more successful in learning. So when the Talmid Chacham was interested in learning after he gets married, when he gets married, so his learning is going to serve him the purpose of encouraging him to learn better. He's going to learn even more. So the Gemara says, whenever something happens that gives us the ability to learn more, to learn better, so then it's cause to have a party. The Gemara says that on Shavuos, on Pesach and on Sukkot, there's a machlokes of Blazer Rebbe Yeshua, how are you supposed to celebrate? Do you have to have very elaborate meals? Well, not necessarily. And the Gemara says, but on Shavuos, everybody agrees. Since Shavuos is Yom Shinitna B'Torah, so all the Tanaim agree, you have to have elaborate meals. You have to have very elaborate meals on Shavuos. So why? Because L'Kovit, Kabbalah Sator, and the Ramban HaChumash says, it's based on the Pasuk, Vayechzu Salakim, Vayochlo Vayishtu. So the Medrash comments on that Pasuk, Vayechzu Salakim, is at the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. They also the Gilu Shechina. So the Medrash says over there, Mekan, Shos Mesudah L'Gemra Shal Tori. You see from this Pasuk that you're supposed to make a party when you make a Siyam on a Mesichta. When you complete learning, or you accept upon yourself to learn, or something occurs which is going to spur you on to learn better, so then there's an inyan to make a Suda Smitz with a covered your renewal in learning. So that's what the Gemara says in Psochem and Daf Mem Tes. When a Talmid Chacham, everyone has a mitzvah to get married, but when people do mitzvahs, that's not specifically a cause to throw a party. It's not a Suda Smitz. When a Talmid Chacham gets married and he's interested in continuing to learn. And before he got married, Asher Belaisha, Shari Beloi Torah, he was not so successful in learning. So after he's going to get married, he will be learning even better. So his marriage is going to further his ability to learn. So that's why you throw a party. And if it's a person who's not interested, he's not going to be learning after he gets married. So then the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to get married, but the chasana is not a Suda Smitzvah. So the Mordechai quotes from the Maharam Rutmer, is there any way to convert the Suda into a Suda Smitzvah if the fellow is not a Talmud Chacham? So he says, sure, convert it into a Suda Saidaya. Whenever some major thing happened in your life, so you make a Suda Saidaya. A person was sick, a chalush in his rape, abot sich melahaydais. So Rashi learns on the Gemara, Abba Tesis learns, Abba Tzichim L'Hoydes, four people have to recite Birchas HaGoymo. And Rashi learns, no, four people have to bring a Korban Toida. What's unique about a Korban Toida? It's a regular Shlomim. Toida Shlomov, it's a branch of Shlomim. What's different between Shlomim and a Toida? Right. You're only allowed to eat it one day. A Shlomim is Nechel Shnei Yamim V'Lai Lecher. If I bring a Shlomim on Tuesday morning, you eat it Tuesday night, and Wednesday till the Shkia. A Toida can only be eaten Yom HaLayla at Chatzos. So you have to invite twice as many people to participate in the Toida that it shouldn't become nicer. So what's the inyan of inviting twice as many people? So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, when a person wants to recognize his appreciation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he'll bring a Korban Toida and he'll express his gratitude in the middle of the meal when he's satiated, when he enjoyed eating all the delicious food, and they all enjoyed eating. So then he'll give his expression of thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'moshev zikeinim hallelujah. You have to have a minyan, you have to have two talmid chachamim. You express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the whole mokar of the Suda's Hoidoya. when someone was sick and he got better, when you have the 50th wedding anniversary, you have a person got smichas, he wants to celebrate, or a chasana, when a couple gets married, so if he's a Talmid Chacham, and this is going to encourage him to learn more, he's going to be learning better after the chasana, so it's automatically a Suda Smitzah. But if he's not a Talmid Chacham, and it's not a Suda Smitzah based on that angle, that it's going to be encouraging him to learn more, so you can make it into a Suda Smitzah by singing Shiras V'Sishbachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You make a Hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they found each other. They were looking, the boy was looking, the girl was looking, they finally found each other, so they're both very happy that they got married to each other. So you can convert it into a Suda Hoidoya. So that's what the Ramo quotes from the Mordechai B'Shem Aram Rutmerg, the same is over here. The Sudas that you make on Chanukah, Sudas HaRishus. But if you express your gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing the Nisim and the Flores that he did to our forefathers on Chanukah, and we express our gratitude that the Beis HaMikdash was cleaned up, and Bnei Yisrael were nitzel from all the Xeris Rose that the Yevanim made against them, so they make it into a Sudas HaDoi. So Sudas HaDoi is also a Sudas Mitzvah. But without the Shiras of Zibrochais, it would not be a Sudas Mitzvah.
Alanisim count today? Saying
Alanisim
benching, would that count?
In benching? I don't know. You should sing Alanisim in the middle of the Suda. We should say that we're expressing our thanks towards our Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Devat Torah,
I don't think that's enough. You have to say that we're expressing our gratitude towards our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't be karg on the verta. We should say what we want to say. We should thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that they made a takana to recite Hallel on Chanukah. So the Chasam Sofer has a famous line in one of his tshuvas that Hallel on Chanukah is a chiyuv deraisa. What's up is a chiyuv deraisa? So he says, on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Chumash records that Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yashir, on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Gemara says in Mitzrayim there were slaves. So the Gemara says, we should make a Kal V'Chaimer. And Kal V'Chaimer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Ha'Torah in the Drashas Bem. So Chasam Sofer says that that's their Raisa. So the Gemara says we should make a Kal V'Chaimer. If me avdus l'cheirus, the Chumash records that the proper thing is to offer Hallel, to recite Oz Yashir, the Chumash records Oz Yashir. Obviously, that's the proper thing to do. So me mavis l'chaim l'kolshkein. So on the occasion of the Nes Chanukah, there were Xeris Hashmat against the Jews. There were a lot of Jews were losing their lives there. It wasn't like in Egypt that for a while they were drowning all the baby boys, but then most of the time it was just Avadim in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara has this Kal V'Chaimer. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, Kal V'Chaimer is one of the Midrash HaTorah the Drashas Bem. So therefore the Hallel on Chanukah is their ice. Then the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltis quotes this Chasam Sofer, wants to disagree with him. So, but he has to show respect to the Chasam Sofer. So over here he refers to him Hagon Mahatzarik Achasam Sofer, and then he bops him over the head. But then he disagrees. If he would have agreed, he wouldn't write Hagon Mahatzarik Achasam Sofer writes in Shait. But because he wants to disagree, that's how it says in Pirkei Avos. He basically beisvad lachachamim, the heavy misabek ba'afar aglehem. So Rav Chaim Volozhin has a loshen. What do you mean heavy misabek? So usually you say misabek means to roll in the dust. Ovak is dust. Having misabik, you should roll in the dust. Afar aglem. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his commentary on Pirkei Avos and Ruach Chaim, he says vayiyovik yishima means to wrestle. You should have talmid chachamim in your home. You should wrestle with them. You should fight with them. Disagree with them. Dingzach, but dingzach with derech eretz. Having misabik, afar aglem. You should say afar ne tachas kapas raglei achas am sefer. But I disagree. So that's what he does. That's what the Netziv does. He writes agon mahatzadik achas am sefer writes that Hallel Chanukah is their Isa. So first he says, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudalit contradicts it. The Gemara in Brachas is discussing the din. There's a din in the middle of Kriyat Shema, you're permitted and obligated to greet someone. Let's say I'm in the middle of davening, and someone walks in, and he's going to feel bad if I'm not going to greet him. So I have to say, good Shabbos, good morning, whatever it is. Shalom Aleichem. Mishum Kavod Abrius. So the Yerushalmi learns it off in the pasuk. It says v'dibarta bam. We usually translate v'dibarta bam. You should talk in learning. So the Yerushalmi says v'dibarta bam. You should talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. V'dibarta bam is a mitzvah to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema. When? So the Gemara says la mesar hakasu el lachachamim. Sometimes mitnei akovet, sometimes mitnei ayira, sometimes bein perik led perik, sometimes beemtza perik. So it's more chomer beemtza perik, and bein aprokim is a little more kal. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. To what extent are you permitted to talk in the middle of kriyashma? Then the Gemara says v'dibarta bom v'lo betfila. This happened to be mapsik in the middle of kriyashma, and that's a gemara yuman daf yotes on the base. V'dibarta bom v'lo betfila. This happened to be mapsik in the middle of kriyashma. Doesn't apply in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to talk at all in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says that Bizmanos, everybody knows that you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. If someone walks in so late into Shul, they're already holding by Kriyat Shema. And here, so I should say good Shabbos to him. He should understand on his own that we're all saying Kriyat Shema, we're not allowed to greet him, you're not allowed to wave to him either. It's also a hepsik. You shouldn't wave, you shouldn't do anything. Okay. But in the days of the Tanaim, somehow the Balabatim were not that educated. I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah is talking to an educated crowd, and they said the Tanoim, they were not that educated, so the din was that that you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara has a shaila, what about to be mafsik in the middle of Halel on Chanukah? Is it the same as Kriyat Shema? Mipnei Akovim, Mipnei Ayira, Bein Aprokim, Beemtza Perek, does it the same head that carries over? Or maybe I should say, maybe Chanukah is more chomer, maybe Chanukah is more kal, and maybe it's equal. Maybe I say Chanukah is Mohammed because Pisumi Nisa. Maybe if you're going to talk in the middle of the Hallel, you're going to undo the whole effect of the Hallel is to express your appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mefarsim Nenes. You're going to talk in the middle, you're going to be Mevatle Pisumi Nisa element of the Hallel. Or maybe I should say. Okay, right. Shulchan Aruch quotes from that Gemara. That's the Gemara. Brach is Daf Yudalid, right. So the Gemara says, maybe Halal Chanukah is the same as Kriyat Shema. Maybe it's more chomer because Pisumi Nisa. Maybe it's more kal because Kriyat Shema is Dech Deraisa. Halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. So maybe it's more kal. Maybe there are more kulis.
Gemara says it's the Rabbanon.
So the Gemara says, Befer, Halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. So that's what the Nitziv says. The Gemara contradicts the Chassam Sefer, so the Chassam Sefer is not correct. The Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer asked this kasha. They have now a likut of four or five big volumes, very tall volumes, like the Tshuvas Chassam Sefer, but taller. Have a likut of all of the comments given by the Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer and the Tshuvas of the Chassam Sefer. On this Tshuva, they don't need the Nitziv. The Talmidim of the Chassam Sefer already raised this issue. How can they say that Halal Chanukah is the Raisa? It's against the Gemara Brachas Daf Yudalim. The Gemara said beferish that Halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanim. So they answer. The Rebbe is right. The Rebbe for sure is right. The Chassam Sofer is right. Halal Chanukah is the Raisa. But there's no obligation in our Torah to say so many prokim in Halal. Four pages of Halal. That's not the Torah. You say one capital in Halal, that would be good enough. The Gemara Shaila was to be mafsik in the middle of Halal. Once you finish the first capital in Halal, you're yotze the din deraisa. To say so many pages of Halal, that's only the Rabbanim. So that's why the Gemara said it's only the Rabbanim. The amount of psukim that we say is the Rabbanim. But in principle that you should recite Halal, they say the Rebbe is right, that's their rice. But the Nitziv disagrees, and the Nitziv says, what do you do with the Kal V'chaymer? But the Chassam Sofer quoted the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalid made a Kal V'chaymer. If Me'avdus L'cheiris the Chumash records that they said Halal, so Me'avdus L'chaim L'koshken. So the Nitziv says, no, there are two different things. One is Halal B'Shas HaYeshua, one is Halal Zecher LeYeshua, Zecher LeNes, every year in commemoration of the Nes. So Oz Yoshev was recited on the occasion of the Kriyas Yamsuf. That was B'Shas HaNes. Halal B'Shas HaNes, that's certainly the Raisa. That's learned out from the fact that the Chumash records, in Parshas B'Shalach, the Chumash records Oz Yoshev, the Shivas Hayam. But the fact that we, every year, on Shvi Shal Pesach, we lay in Kriyas HaTorah, we lay in Oz Yashir, and we recite in Davening Oz Yashir, that's not their Isa, it's only their Isa Halal B'Shas HaNes. Halal Zechal HaNes, you need a Takara Derabbana for that. So that's why the Gemara says, the first Chanukah, when they were victorious in the war, whenever you win a war, and there's what to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avada the Halal is their Isa. Halal B'Shas HaNes, it doesn't have to be a Nes. Halal when you have a Yeshua, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to say thank you.
What's the Dover Isa? What's the Pasuk?
It's the Parshas Oz Yashir. It's not a pasuk in Tayyag.
No, and you said this is the rice of Chanukah, the rice of
So the Gemara says it's a Kal v'chaimer from Oz Yashir. The Chumash records that they said Oz Yashir. The Chumash is recording it because it's the right thing to do, and we should do the same. So the Netziv says, yeah, whenever you experience a Yeshua, so halal b'shasa nes, halal b'shasa Yeshua, doesn't have to be a nes, halal b'shasa Yeshua, that's their Isa, learn out from Oz Yashir. But halal zecha the Yeshua, zecha the nes, every year on Shvi Shal Pesach in commemoration of the Yeshua, so that's only the Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara says, that halal today on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. On the original Chanukah, when they were victorious in battle, that halal would have been their Isa, halal b'shasa Yeshua. But halal b'yas, that's the Gemara in Bracha, that halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. That's what the Netziv claims. That was the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, that some of the Rabbanon, one of the Gedolim who was in the Rabbanut when they first established the Medina, was Rav Shulam Roth. So they asked him to write the Tshuva, how to observe Yom Ha'atzmaut. So he was a big goyin from Europe. He was a big poisek mefursam. So he wrote that you mechuyev to say halal men ha-Torah. Every year on Yom Ha'atzmaut you have to say halal men ha-Torah, and it refers you to this Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So Ramosh Vitzvi Neria wrote a letter to this goyin, to the one who wrote the Kol Mevaser, and he printed it in his svarim later on. He said, with all due respect to the Chasam Sofer, but he said, the Netziv is masing on that Chasam Sofer. He says, it's not correct. Only halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, that's the rice. Halal zechel and nes zechel Yeshua every year in commemoration. That's only the Rabbana if they make a takana. If they don't make a takana, it's nish. You have to have a bezin who has the right to make a takana.
Every year we go through a nes that the state of Israel exists, no?
Yes, we do.
Along with all the governments of Canada, like every year,
yes. The American government always says, no one understands how the economy of Eretz Yisrael works. No one understands the politics in Eretz Yisrael. No one understands anything in Eretz Yisrael. Everything is mamish, literally, l'mayla menateva. Every year the continued existence of Medina Yisrael is always l'mayla menateva. It is. It certainly is. The Gemara has a discussion, the Tanoim, the Bezin Shel Chashmonai. One of the things that we know the Bnei Yisoscha did, the Bezin Shel Chashmonai, they established Yom Tov Chanukah. Okay, that we know. That we were just trying to fish around. What else did they do? They're not known for too much more, but they established the Yom Tov Chanukah. So it says they established Yom Tov Chanukah lahalal v'hoidoya. So Rashi says halal is to recite halal, and hoidoya is to recite al anisim in the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara declares a shaila: what about to recite al anisim in benching? Are you mechuyev to recite al anisim in benching or not? So the Gemara says no, not men atar and not men derabbanon, because you're not mechuyev to have any sudas on Chanukah, sudas or shus. On Purim you're mechuyev to say al anisim in the benching because they made a takana. But on Chanukah it's a sudas or shus, so you're not mechuyev to say al anisim. The whole reciting of al anisim is only a minig. We allow you to say al anisim. One could have argued the point, said that it's a hefsek in the middle of benching, if the Chachamim weren't misaken it. So the Gemara says it's a minig. If you want it, you can recite. So it's obvious that if you left out al anisim in the benching, you don't have to bench over. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta that even if you left out al anisim in the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to daven over, because it's not a yontav deraisa, only a yontav deraisa, yamim sheyesh bam karba musaf. So then if you forgot Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid and yontav, if you forgot to say the Kedusha Sayyam and the Shemoneh Esrei, then you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But Yontav, that's only the Rabbanon. Yom Shein Bahem Karban Musab is only the Rabbanon. Then if you got to say Alan Nisab, you don't have to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei.
Is that why we don't say
Alam Michya? The Rishonim raised the issue. How come we don't mention Alan Nisab and Alam Michya? So Rav Soloveitchik liked, he used to say over always one of the answers that they give. Alam Michya is an abridged version of the benching. It's called Me'ein Sholosh. Me'ein Sholosh means an abridged version of the three brachas of the Birchas Hamazon. And Al Anisim is supposed to be with a Vav, V Al Anisim. We say, Noide Lecha, Moide Moson, Nishman Esra, we say, Moide Manach Noloch, for the Achayer Amsur Me'adechwa, Nishman Sein Abkudas Loha, Nisech, Shabachal Yom Imanu, and if Lesecha, Erev Avekev, et Zahorayim, Al Anisim, Al Apurkum, Al Agwurs, we thank you for A, B, C, D, E, and we give a whole Arichas. So the Yala Nisim is not like Yala V'Yav. It's not an insert. It's not an added paragraph in the middle. It's you're just making the paragraph longer. you elaborate on the theme of Noida Lucha Moida Manachna Loch. You elaborate. But in Mayen Sholosh, the whole gist of the Alamichi is you abridged the whole benching. So you bridge it, so you say Bikitsa. So we thank you for everything that's included. Alanisim is included because we thank them for everything. That's Rav Soloveitchik. He liked that answer. They give several answers, the Rishonim give. But he liked that answer, that the whole purpose of Alamichi is to abridge the benching. And the whole idea of V'alanisim is an elongated an Arichas Dvarim on the Bracha. And that's the opposite of what Alamichi is supposed to be. The Mogen Avraham quotes a Machlokes Achronim. What if on Purim one forgot to say Alanisim in the benching? Is it Ma'akev or not? So the Mogen Avraham interprets that that's what they're fighting about. If for Sudas Purim you have to wash and you have to eat pas, then you're mechuyev to bench, then you're mechuyev to say Alanisim in the benching. Then if you didn't say Alanisim, you're not yotze the Sudas Purim. You got to bench again. But if you hold, you can be yotze the Sudas Purim without washing. Then you could have said Bar Nefoshes at the end, so you didn't have to bench Bechlal. So then you can't say Al Anisim is Ma'akev in the Suda if you could have been Yotze in the Suda without Pas. So the Magen Avraham claims that this is what's behind their Machlokes, where the one who had a Suda Sperma didn't say Al Anisim when they had to bench over again. The root of the Machlokes is whether Pas is Ma'akev in Suda Sperma. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't agree with the Magen Avraham. He says he never heard of such a thing. A suda, a chiyuv suda that yotze without washing for bread, that's not called a suda. He gives what he considers a raya from a sif in Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that it's practically explicit in Shulchan Aruch that he has a diuk. That it's only, you're only yotze a suda if let's say you go to a bris, you go to a shever brachas, you go to a hasana. So it's a suda's mitzvah. So he thinks he has an aruch ha-shulchan, thinks he has a chacha from the Shulchan Aruch that if you don't wash, then you're not yet to the Sudas Mitzvah of the Sheva Bracha, so the Chasana, or the Bris Milo.
So by Shalashudas too, he'd say that he
will leave
the wash.
No, Shalashudas is two opinions in Taisvas. That's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, whether you're yet to...
It's called the Suda, you just have a donos, so that's a riot.
Okay. Okay.
What about Erev Yom Kippur, so the Masekah?
I don't know. The question is, maybe there's no Chiyuv Suda. Maybe we shouldn't use the word Suda. He claims whenever there's a Suda Mitzvah, by definition, it's not a Suda unless you wash. So maybe Suda Mafsekas, maybe you're not Mechuyev to make a Suda. Maybe you should just have Achila Mafsekas. That's what there has to be a Suda Mafsekas.
Well, they have a Suda on Yom Kippur because there's no Suda on Yom Kippur. In some place they make Western, they have two
Sudas. No, some hold that the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur is to make up for the Suda that you should.
So
then there should be a Suda.
That's what.
But others say no. Others say it's just to prepare yourself for the tonus. So to prepare yourself for the tonus, you can have soup and you can have spaghetti and you can have all kinds of stuff. You don't necessarily have to wash. If it's to take the place of the Sudas Yontav that you should have had on Yom Kippur, but you have to fast, so then it should taka be with pas. So different Rishonim present it differently. Some say the mitzvah to eat on every Yom Kippur is to prepare yourself for the tonus. So whatever you do to prepare yourself is good enough. And others say no. It's to be yotze the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is echad ayantav for the chiyuv simcha. So should he may depend on that? So in the Gemara it says that reciting Al Anisim in the Birchas Hamazon is only a minig. So it's clear that if you forgot to say Al Anisim, you don't have to bench over again. The Magen Avraham has the humorous shaila, a person benched on Shabbos. A person had a meal Friday night, Shabbos Chanukah, and he said the long Al Anisim. He got so exhausted by saying the whole Al-Nisim, he forgot to say Ritzei. So now he has to bench a second time. Does he have to say Al-Nisim the second time? He hold the second time, he won't forget Ritzei. So the Shadda, does he have to say Al-Nisim the second time? So the Magen Avraham thinks Medafnisht. Why? Because he says the whole thing is only a minig. So he already said Al-Nisim in the first benching. You're not mechuyev to say it in the second benching. Al-Nisim. What exactly? Because it's only a minig, so therefore you don't have to say the second time. It's a little unclear. So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltis, gives a suggestion, pshat in this Magen Avraham. He says that there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita that there are certain diseases in animals that are treifas min haTorah, Then there are other diseases that make it a treifa midrabbanan. Then there are certain diseases that it's not even a treifa midrabbanan, but the minig is that you declare it as a treifa. So if that's the minig, that's the minig. You follow the minig. But if you have a minig on a certain disease that you declare it as a treifa that hardly ever comes up, once in a yovel it comes up, so he says, a minig is not binding on a dovashena matzah. If an issue hardly ever comes up, you can't say that you're in violation of a minig. There's no such thing as a minig on a thing that's rare. So the Netziv says that's perhaps what the Magen Avraham had in the back of his mind, that a guy, he's benching a second time after the same meal. Because the first time he benched, he said, he said, Allah Nisim, if you got to say Ritzay. So he has to bench a second time because Surah Shabbos, you have to say Ritzay. So that's a Dovashena Matzri, that a guy's benching twice after the same meal. And the whole reciting of Allah Nisim and benching is only a minig. So he says, maybe that's what the Magen Avraham has up his sleeve. He means that a minig is not binding on a Dovashena Matzri. So that's a question whether we follow that Rambam. So the Mishnah Brura writes on this Magen Avraham, that Rav Achreinim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They think when Shabbos Chanukah and you said the benching on the Shabbos Dikin meal and you forgot and you said Dala Nisim the first time and you forgot Vitzei, then you got to bench over again to say Vitzei. So most of the Chanim say you should say Dala Nisim the second time also. They probably disagree with the Homoker and the Rambam, that the Rambam says meaning is not binding on the Dovashena Motzah. It's not so Muskam. Not everybody agrees with that statement of the Rambam. But the Netziv himself has a fantastic suggestion. He claims based on his reading of the Sheiltis, that on Chanukah, on the weekdays of Chanukah, reciting of Alan Nisim is only a minute. But on Shabbos Chanukah, since you're mechuyif to have a Suda because of Shabbos, so you're mechuyif to have a Suda. So you're mechuyif Medina to recite Vitzei and Alan Nisim. And if you bench and you left at Alan Nisim, it's ma'akev v'dieved. You have to bench over again because you forgot to say Alan Nisim. That's very questionable.
Well, that would be true. Just forgot Alan Nisim. You bench over again?
Right. He says on Shabbos, he said Ritzei, he forgot Alan Nisim. So he thinks he mechuyev to bench. He says, according to the Sheiltis, he makes his diuk, an original diuk in the Sheiltis. He says, according to his way of reading the Sheiltis, if one benches on Shabbos Chanukah, he said, Vitzei, if he got Alan Nisim, he would have to bench over again. The Pashtus, we assume, certainly not so. When Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, you have a machlekes, the tour with his brother. The tour had a few brothers. The tour was the son of the Rosh, and he was not a Ben Yochid. So he quotes his brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel, was of the opinion that Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos. Usually on Rosh Chodesh, if you're not mechuyev to have bread, you're not allowed to fast, but you're not mechuyev to have bread. So if a person washed on Rosh Chodesh, and he benches, he forgets to say Alevi Yavi, you don't have to bench over again, because you weren't mechuyev in the first place to have pas. You weren't mechuyev in Sudah. What if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So you weren't mechuyev to have a Sudah, because it's Shabbos. So what if he said, we'd say, but if he got Alevi Yavi? So Alevi Yavi is because of Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is not mechuyev in a Sudah. So the Tur quotes his brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel, is of the opinion that you have to bench over again. And the Tur disagrees, and we follow the Tur. If he said Ritzei, if he got Yalav Yav, you don't have to bench over again. So that we understand. In the yeshivas, they say, in Vaz Bashteta Machloikis, what is the Tur fighting with his brother about when you have Rosh Chodesh Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, you have two Kedushas Hayoyims, one superimposed on the other. Today happens to be Shabbos and happens to be Rosh Chodesh, but they're unrelated. Mitam Rosh Chodesh, you got to bring those Mesofim. Mitam Shabbos, you got to bring these Mesofim. Mitam Shabbos, you have to have Sudas. Mitam Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev to have Sudas. So if he said, Ritzei, if he got Yalav Yav, so what's the problem? Or should I say no? The Tur's brother is of the opinion that you can't have two Kedusha, two separate, unrelated Kedusha Sayyam superimposed on the day, one on top of the other. The two Kedusha Sayyams blend in together to constitute one new Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. So today, it's not just that Shabbos is Mechayim in Shalosh Sudas, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Mechayim. The both Kedushas Hayoyims blend in to be one. So that we understand what the two is, but there's a Gemara like that. The Avnei Nezer quotes a Gemara in Zvachim, in Perik Kol HaTodir, that it sounds like that. Then when it's Rosh Chodesh and Chol Yis B'Shabbos, or Yontav and Chol Yis B'Shabbos, the two Kedushas Hayoyims blend in together to constitute one big Kedushas Hayoyim. So that's Nicha, we understand that. When it's Rosh Chodesh, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, a Yontav Shecholi is B'Shabbos. You can say that the two blend in together. But Chanukah Shecholi is B'Shabbos? Shabbos Chanukah. There is no Kedusha Sayyam of Chanukah. Chanukah is a Yontav de Rabbanon. So what do you mean? It blends in to be one? What is Chanukah? Chanukah is not Mechayiv in Suda. Only Shabbos is Mechayiv in Suda. Very difficult what the Netziv said. That if you forgot on Shabbos Chanukah, he said, we'd say, you forgot to say Alan Nisim, you have to bench over again. We certainly don't hold like that. The Netziv doesn't say it La'alocha either. He's Choshet Bikshirim. He claims that the Shilta said it. He shifts the blame. He made a deal. And he claims the Shilta said it. Very questionable. He wrote his commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager. He had already mastered everything. Kola Terkula says, what's he going to write on Gemara? You have Rashi and Tosis there. So there was nothing written on the Shiltas. So he wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. Yeah.
Okay. Let's say it's a day where you're mechoyev to have Suda for two different reasons. For example, Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, or Sukkot and Shabbos. Let's say you bench, very unlikely scenario, you bench, you forget one insertion. Then you bench a second time, you're so focused on that insertion, you forget the first insertion. You have to re-bench the third time.
The Pashto says that when you bench and you forgot, let's say Shabbos or Yom Tov, and when you bench and you forgot, we'd say Yalav Yavai, you're Yotze the benching. You're just not Yotze the Suda. To be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, you have to say Kiddush in advance, and you have to have a Haskara and the benching at the end. So, if the first time I benched, I said, we'd say, forgot Yalav Yavai. The second time I said, Yalav Yavai, forgot we'd say, but I benched, I was Yotze the benching, and I said both we'd say and Yalav Yavai in the context of a bench. So the Pashto says that I went out after bench a third time. I was Yotze. I succeeded in being Kaveh the Suda, both L'Shem Suda Shabbos and L'Shem Suda Siyantav.
So wouldn't that suggest that if you have, let's say, Chanukah Chanukah and Shabbos, that once you mentioned the Ritzei and you forgot the Alanisim, that you shouldn't have to bench over.
Yeah, the Pashto says you don't bench over. Just the Netziv claims he thinks that the Shiltas holds you do have to bench over, but we certainly don't pass them like that. And the Pashto says that the Shiltas never said it either. The Pashto says like that. The Gemara says when they made the takon of Hadlokas Neris Chanukah, they made with three levels. They made the Ika takon of Neris Shabeso. Every family, as many children and grandchildren as there are, they light one there. And then Hamahadrin light Ner Luchalech of the Yech, and Hamahadrin and Hamahadrin night Moisev Ha'ilach. The first night you light one, the second night you light two, and so on and so forth. So there is, the Achrayim point out, there is a Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramor, what does it mean Ner Luchalech of the Yech? So the Rambam writes Beferish, you have a husband and a wife, and let's say they have five children, so you have seven people in the family. So Ner Luchalech Adiyach means that the Balabayis lights the first night seven candles, the second night seven, every night he lights seven candles. Instead of every night lighting one candle, every night he lights Ner Luchalech Adiyach. That's how the Rambam says. He says one bracha, instead of lighting Ner Isha Besa, one Ner for the whole family, the Balabayis is lights seven Neris, because the husband and the wife and the five children is seven. The Rambam quotes the Maharil, who does not understand like that. Our practice is like the Ramah B'Shem Maharil. Ner Luchalech Adiyach means each and every member in the family lights his own menorah. All the seven people light their own. So the Mishnah Berurah chisels down a little bit. He calls the husband and the wife is a Ishta Kegufa. He said they only light one. Chassam Sofer wants to chisel down that the girls never lit on their own. Others disagree.
Even a minhag aposhet is like that. Because everybody lights their own menorah.
Not like he says. Yeah, he says the minhag aposhet is not like he said. Right. But the Achrayim point out that the Rambam doesn't agree with what it says in the Ramah. So
the Shaila. Next day he would put 14. The next day 21. Mm-hmm. And so forth. Could be Mahavim and
Mahavim. Yeah. Okay.
By the time the eighth candle comes right, he's got now 56 candles.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So they raise a question. The Magen Avraham raises a question: if Meikar Adin Neri Shabeso, the Balabos lights the menorah and everybody's yotze, so how can his wife and how can each one of the children later on take their own menorah? They're going to light and they're going to say a bracha. Isn't it a bracha levatola? Everybody was yotze already. with the first hadlaka.
The kavana not to do that. When you go to shul, you have abdala, and then you come home and you make abdala again for your family.
Oh, so the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil like that. That if when the balabayas lights, everybody has kavanah, everybody has in mind to go to light the Roman Oira, so by definition, it's implicit that they have kavanah shalalatzes, they have in mind not to be yotze with the hadlaka that the balabayas does for them. So the mamish not yotze, they have in mind not to be yotze, so they're not yotze. So the mechuyiv meikar adin to light their own. So what's the, why is it called mahadrin? The heeder is, he should have in mind not to be yotze, so each person should have an obligation to do his own hadlaka. That's the heeder. But once you had taka, have in mind not to be yotze, so then it's mikra, then you mechuyiv to light your omina.
So what's the problem when you're a guest at someone's house and that you can't just, you have to give, you have to participate, you have to give some money? I should be yotze, stam is yotze.
Have in mind.
No, this is a different thing. You can't be yotze unless the hadlaka is done bebeiso. So I'm visiting by someone else, that's not hadlaka bebeisi, that's hadlaka bebeiso. That's another problem. So this is famous. Rabbi Avla Soloveitchik doesn't learn like the Magen Avraham Hashem Maharil. He doesn't learn like that. He thinks that Mahadra means taki, everyone is yotze. You don't have kavanah shalalotzeis. Everyone's yotze with the balabayas. And then noisef al kach, the takana was hamahadrin aner lochalech liyachid. Each person lights his own menorah. So frektzach hashayla, isn't a bracha of atola? What are they saying a bracha? Isn't a bracha of atola? How can you say if it's only a hida you were yotze ready? So Mustama, the answer is like this: how can you say two brachas on one mitzvah? The Balabas already said a bracha l'adeng neshachanak shosan nisim. Now I'm going to light my own. So I'm saying I was ready yotze with his. Now I'm going to light another menorah and say another two brachas.
Each time you light, it's a mitzvah. The Balabas himself would light 3 hours later. Maybe he should make
his own. Oh, so if the Balabas himself lights a second time, the stomach, that one could argue the point, say that's a bracha levatol. You see, if you put on tefillin a few times in a day, the Gemara says tefillin kol eim shemenicham machloikes satanoim, and we pass him like Rebbe kol eim shemenicham avarach aleim. You want to put on tefillin 5 times in a day, so each time you say bracha, that's not a problem, that's not a bracha levatol. But over here, if I already lit the menorah and went out, I lit for an hour and then it goes out, then I'm going to light again another menorah. But they never made such a takana. There was one opinion in the Gemara that kovsa zokuklo. If the Ner Chanukah blows out, you mechuyev to rekindle it. It blew out within the half hour. You mechuyev to rekindle it. So when you rekindle it, you say another bracha, or you say no, this is a hemshech from before. I already said a bracha before, so I have to rekindle it now. It's a hemshech. That's how it's usually assumed. So once I finish, once I lit the menorah for a couple of hours, then I come home and want to light another menorah. I already did the hadlaka sa menorah. There is no takana, there is no kiyum over here. So Mr. Tama, you can't say another bracha if you're going to light a second time a menorah. But the Ramos is quoting from the Maharil, Ner l'cholechad v'yechad, he understands the Mahadrin is, each person, the takana as chachamim was, each person should make his own ma'isa hadlaka. Instead of being yotze one hadlaka for the whole family, each individual should do his own ma'isa mitzvah. So true, I was ready yotze the mitzvah when the first whoever lit first. It doesn't necessarily mean the father of the household. Let's say the youngest child lit first. So whoever lit first, kol hakodim zocha. Whoever lit first, all of bnei abayis were yotze already. So whoever's going to light after him is really lighting the Torah's mahadvin, but it's a takanas chachamim that this is called a ma'isa hadlaka. So that's taka klal. You can have more than one bracha on one given mitzvah, provided that you're doing another ma'isa mitzvah. Take for example, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts as one mitzvah the Hakriv Korban Oila Kimishpata, the Hakriv Korban Chatas Kimishpata, the Hakriv Korban Shlamin Kimishpata. There's one mitzvah to be makriv each one of the karbanas in the proper fashion. So the Ramban says it's one mitzvah the Hakriv Korban Oila Kimishpata. How can it be the Tosefta says that the one who shechts the korban says the bracha shekadoshem sasitzvanu al shechitas hazevach. The kohen who does the kabbalas adam says the bracha shekadoshem bikdushas ushalaron v'tzivanu al kabbalas adam. The one who does halachas adam, same kohen, different kohen, doesn't matter, says the bracha shekadoshem bikdushas ushalaron v'tzivanu lohelachas adam. The one who does the zrikas adam says the bracha. The one who does hefshid, the one who does nituach, the one who does haktaras eimurim. Each step of the way you say bracha. So Ramban asks, how can you say that it's one mitzvah if you say 10 brachas? Who ever heard of 10 brachas on one mitzvah? So the commentaries on the Sefer Mitzvahs on the bottom of the page say, why not? The brachas were instituted in accordance with how many Maisa HaMitzvah there are. The 10 different Maisa HaMitzvah. You did Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Haktorah, Hefshit, Nituach, and whatever other. There's so many Maisa HaMitzvah. There's not only one Kiyam HaMitzvah, there's one Mitzvah Klolis, but the Mitzvah has particular specific Maisa HaMitzvah. Like Sfir Somer also, the Prima Godim is bothered with Akasha according to the Halacha's Gedolos, that if you missed one day, you can't continue to count, because they're all ma'akfim zeh. So what does it mean, ma'akfim zeh? So the Prima Godim understands what it means is that it's one big mitzvah. Because the Rambam writes that the dalim minim shebelulav are one big mitzvah, v'haray de ma'akfim zeh. So if the Bahag holds that if you forgot to say Sfir Somer one day, you can't continue, you're not mechuyif to continue to count. So obviously the Bahag is of the opinion that all the spheres, all the 49 spheres, constitute one mitzvah. So in fact, so the Prima Godim asked the Kasha, how can you say 49 brachas? If it's one mitzvah, how can you say 49 brachas? So Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't think that it's such a strong Kasha. You need 49 ma'aseh mitzvah to fulfill. One kiyum mitzvah is one mitzvah. Ma'akvim zeh shows that it's one mitzvah. But still, the 49 ma'aseh mitzvah. You can't count all the 49 spheres on one night. You have to count the first sphere the first night, the second sphere the second night, the third sphere the third night. So you need 49 specific Maisa HaMitzvah. So Birchas HaMitzvah are recited in accordance with how many Maisa HaMitzvah you did, not in accordance with how many Kiyumi HaMitzvah you have. So it could well be, you don't necessarily have to say like the Maril says, like you said, that everyone has a mind to be Madlik Nelech Alech Liyachad, implicitly has a mind Kavanah Shalol Lotzeis, when the first one lit the menorah, when the father of the household lights the menorah first. So the Brisker Rav does not learn like that. He says, no, they don't have to have kavanah shalolot, they were yotzei. And this is a takonas chachamim, that if you light your own, that's a kiyum mitzvah, that's a hidur. How do you say a bracha? You did another ma'aseh mitzvah. He lit one menorah, and I light another menorah. That was a takonas chachamim, that this constitutes another ma'aseh mitzvah.
It's a bracha shein sinicha. I mean, you can't always say an extra bracha just because you
want
to do a mitzvah. It's not necessary to do a mitzvah. You cannot say a bracha.
But this was the Mahadran. This was a takana that if you'll do it, you'll be gaining something over here. Like this, if you'll rely on the Erisha Beiso, that'll be the bare mitzvah. That'll be mamish be the bare minimum. And if you'll enhance the hashivas of the mitzvah by having each member of the household light his own menorah. So if everyone does their own ma'aseh hadlaka, that's another ma'aseh mitzvah. So you got to say another bracha. The Shaila is.
He would say four brachas on lulav, but just one. The Rambam, I thought we learned once that the Rambam holds that each one, each picking up of each one is a separate mitzvah, separate mice and mitzvah.
The Rambam says you can pick up all four together, or you can pick up b'zach hazeh. Then he says, pick up b'zach hazeh. You say four brachas. Anatilas lulav, anatilas esrog, anatilas hadasim, anatilas harabis. Exactly. Rama says, if you pick up all together, you say one bracha. Why do you say anatilas lulav? So the Gemara says, because lulav is the tallest. So the lulav represents all four. And if you pick up separately, b'zach hazeh, so each one you have another bracha. The Rambam writes also by matzah morah. The Rambam paskins, it's optional. If you want, you can eat the matzah and the morah bikricha together, a sandwich. Or you can have the matzah separately and the morah separately. So the Rambam says it depends. If you eat the matzah morah together in one sandwich, bikricha achas, then you say bon bracha shikun shanim b'mitzvos v'tzivano alachilas matzah semrorim. And if you eat it separately, that's how we do. So you say bracha alachilas matzah, and you eat the matzah, then you say bracha alachilas morah. You eat the morah. He says depending on how many ma'aseh hamitzvah you do, that'll determine how many brachas you say. See here also. Everyone is yotzei with an erisha beisa with the first hadlaka. You don't have to have kavanah shalola. Everybody's yotzei, not like the Maril says. And nonetheless, kach tikno chachamim, that if each member of the household is going to light his own menorah, that enhances the mitzvah. So that's nelech alech liyachad. That's a hidur. So since you're doing another ma'aseh mitzvah, you got to say another bracha. Shikur shana b'mitzvah sivtzivanu la'alik ner shalchan. How do you say shos anisim? What do you say shos anisim a second time? That's also a Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's a question. But he read, the father lit first, let's say. So I was watching when my father lit the menorah. So he read, he said, L'hadik neshal chanek and shosan nisim. And then, I'm child number two. So my mother lights, then my sister lights, then I light. I'm the fourth one to light. So I light the menorah. So what I said, L'hadik neshal chanek, okay, I did another maisa hadlake. So it deserves another bichas ha-mitzvah. Because kach tikna chachamim, if each member of the family lights his own menorah, that enhances the mitzvah. So there's a maisa hadlak al pidin. That's called a maisa mitzvah. Requires another bichas mitzvah. But what do you say again? Shosan nisim labuseinu. That's also bichas mitzvah. So that's really the Ramah quotes a Maharil, who says that on the first night of Chanukah, he say the din is a bichas mitzvah has to be recited over lasiyosam before you're about to do the mitzvah. So on the first night of Chanukah, how many of the three brachas are bichas mitzvah? So Masechus Sofrim says only L'Hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah is recited in advance. The other two Shasa Nisim Meshach Yonah are Dafke recited after you do the Hadlaka. You do the Hadlaka and you say Haneris Halalo, and then later on you say Shasa Nisim and Shehech Yonah. And the Ramah quotes the Maril, not so. The first night you say all the three brachas Ayvel Asiyasim. And the rest of the nights of Chanukah you say two brachas, you say they're both brachas Ayvel Asiyasim. So the Maril is treating, not like the Masechus Sofrim, Maril is treating all the brachas that you say as if they're all bichas ha-mitzvah. So then, memele, you can say, ha-mahadrin light ne'el l'cholechad v'yechad, each member of the household lights his own menorah. He doesn't have to have kavanah shelo lotzitz with the first hadlaka. He is yotzei, but he wants to do his own ma'isa hadlaka. He does his own ma'isa hadlaka, he has to say a bichas ha-mitzvah and a ma'isa hadlaka. So he says both. There are two bichas ha-mitzvah. One is shekadishan mitzvah tzvan l'hadik ner shal chanukah. The other one is the Shos and Nisim. I treat them both as if they're both Birchas HaMitzvah. See, the Nafkemina will be, you're not supposed to eat before you light Neres Chanukah. So what? The father of the household lit already. So, and everybody else plans to light their own. So they say, well, we were all Yotzei already. So you're not allowed to eat before you do the Mahadrin. The world won't come to an end, so you won't do Mahadrin. If you forget, you'll eat and you go to sleep and you won't do Mahadrin. So you were Yotzei, the Ne'eluch Alecha Deyachat. So if you understand the way that Magen Avraham quotes the Maril, that everybody has kavanah shelo lotzei, he said you weren't yotzei anything yet, so you're not allowed to eat before you light. But if you say the way the Brisker Rav learned, no, everybody was yotzei, but you're doing another hadlaka now, and a new maisa hamitzvah requires another bracha. So then you can't say a guy's not allowed to eat before he does it either. The world won't come to an end if he forgets and he goes to sleep without doing the heder. So perhaps a major nafkamina is the kpeda not to eat before you do hadlaka. Does that apply to the people who are going to be mahadrin?
Especially if your wife is lighting for you in the house and you're in the office, you're assuming that she's yosef ready for everybody, so therefore you can eat.
That's the shaila. Maybe there's no issue of eating. So according to the way the Maharil, the Magen Avraham says, based on the Maharil, that everybody has a mind kavanah shelo lotzeis, so the husband has to have a mind kavanah shelo lotzeis. He's not allowed to eat before he does hadlaka. But if you say the way the Brisker Rav said, that you don't have to have kavanah shelo lotzeis, you are yotzei, but you want to do another hadlaka, so then you're allowed to eat before that. There is a famous comment that the Bnei Yisoscha Taka quotes in connection with Chanukah. He talks a lot about this from the Rekeach. The Rekeach was one of the Rishonim. He was one of the later Balei HaTosfos. He was very much into Kabbalah. Everything is Alpi Kabbalah in the Rekeach. So the Bnei Yisoscha keeps on repeating, and everything that it says in the Rekeach he got from Eliyahu HaNavi. I don't know, maybe it says that in the Rekeach. I'm not familiar. So he has a famous comment. And Parshas Emor, the Chumash lists off all the Yom Tovim. You have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And the very next Parsha says, Zavid is b'nei Sovik, Ha'lech, Hashem is Aizach, Kos, Islam, Allah, Halos, Ner, Tomit. You have to light the menorah. How come it mentions Hadlokas HaMenorah right after the Yom Tovim? The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to be Meramis to us that there's going to come a generation where the Bezin will make a Takana of Chanukah. That will be an additional Yom Tov. In addition to the five Yom Tovim and the Chumash, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We shouldn't forget that we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Then he has many more in Muslim, all from the Rekech, everything from Eliyahu HaNavi, Shaita, Oh, a lot of Ramazim. I don't know. He writes as if he assumes he's a descendant from the Rekech also. This, I don't know. Okay. Ferdig and Chaneke. Ferdig and Chaneke.
Why can't you say that Leil Echad is that the Baal makes the whoever it is says the bracha and everybody else, and everybody doesn't say a bracha, they just lights a menorah. And it's not all my Mitzvah, it's the Kima Mitzvah.
They were already Yotze. They were Yotze the first time.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but there's always Kima Mitzvah, like something like five something.
Not Mechuyim. It's only a Mahajan. Yes.